All right, so we're officially recording, so don't say anything you wouldn't want your mom to hear.
Who else is here besides me and TT?
Hey, Dave is here from California.
What's up, Dave?
Hey.
Hey.
All right, look how sweet this is.
There we go. They're piloting in.
Now we've got more and more people showing up. TT and V are here with the pups. Hello. Feel free to announce yourself if you're joining in. Hey, Texas. Was that Sharon?
Yes.
Nice to hear you, Sharon.
Thank you. Hello to you.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
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 Boy, we've got all the times of the world here almost today. We've got, it's 5:01 a.m. here. All I know is it's early for the people in California and, all over the place from New Jersey to London. So good on you guys for all showing up today. We'll give everyone about another minute or so. If there's anything you want to bring up while we're waiting to start the call, we'll just go another minute or two until just to make sure everybody's getting in that's getting in. How are you enjoying the nibbles?
Very nice.
Cool.
Yes, worthy of
two or three times
for sure.
Excellent.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Diane from New Jersey. How are you?
Hello, Diane from New Jersey. Your neighbor Joe is here, by the way.
Hi, Diane.
Okay. Hi.
Where in New Jersey are you?
Actually Burlington, right outside of Trenton.
Got it. I got relatives down there. I'm up in Carlstadt. I'm by the MetLife Stadium.
Oh, okay.
Which we fondly used to call Giant Stadium, but we're not allowed to call it that anymore.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't recognize
Laurel.
Hey, Laurel, in New York today?
Hey, TT, how are you?
Excellent. Your neighbors from New Jersey are here, Laurel.
I'm actually in New Jersey right now.
Oh, nice.
Oh, there you go. In a car.
Wow, cool.
Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Was that Tamika?
Yes, that's Tamika.
Hi, Tamika.
Hey.
How are you? You're awful busy all the time, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to get myself together now.
Nice.
Good.
Nice
to hear you.
Nice to hear you as well. We've got a nice little crew on the call today so far. We're just going to talk for about another 1 or 2 minutes to make sure everybody gets in who wants to get in. That's Emmett. I don't know if you guys could hear that. He's a little cranky this morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, Bobby. It's all right. All right, so let's dive in. So, when you get in touch with your body, what do you notice right now?
Just whatever sensations you have now.
Go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to say whatever sensations you're encountering. For me, it's, kind of a rough day at work physically, so I'm aching a bit. So I'm relaxing in the couch. Well, I notice the sensations.
Got it. How do you feel the couch, Joe?
Sorry?
How do you feel the couch? What's it feel like?
Well worn to my body, in a nice way. My left arm's on the, the arm part of it you call it, but I forget what you call that. And,
I don't know.
I'm used to my couch and my couch is used to me. I guess you could put it that way.
I'm going to point out a little bit of patterns in today's call. I think I tend to do this often. The first time you reported to us, you told us about the concept, and then you told us a little bit about your story.
Mm-hmm.
The second time, you found some gold because you had to access silence. And that there's no words in pure feeling, there's no words.
Mm-hmm.
So this might be the pathway that you get to go there, a concept, a story, and then since that silence. Whenever we asked you about, when I said, how do you feel it, what do you feel, nothing showed up for a bit.
Oh, I had to ponder the question you were asking me.
You got
as far, and sensations that come up, those tend to be the labels I gave it.
Totally. I got it.
Aching. My body feels this way or that way, but I label this as an ache. I label this part as comfortable, and so forth.
Got it. When you listen back to the replay, notice when the silence and the pondering showed up. There's some gold in there for you and for everyone else on the call, because we can all learn from each other's bits, which is cool. Sweet. Really goody share. Who else? Give us a report from your body.
Well, I'm multitasking. I'm walking while talking to you. And,
got it.
I thought I'd get my walk in. I can feel the sun. It's hot. I can feel my right arm has some tendonitis in it. I can feel it a little, but I ignore it.
Right when you did the there was some gold in there. I want you to be able to find that again. there's a bit of it as well. It's where there's almost a lack of words, or we're waiting for the words to show up.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Oh, it's cool. By the way, I guess is a really common reaction to it, because this is outside the domain of words, and we're really taught in our culture to define ourselves by our words. So again, this little awkward, I guess so, silent bit. There's some gold in here that's really worth just bumping into. I just bumped into some of mine. Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Thank you. Who else?
Hi, it's Dave.
Dave in California.
What's that?
Dave in California.
Yes. When I checked in with my body, what I noticed is that being in the belly is a nice place to hang out.
Hmm. What's that feel like, a nice place to hang out?
Well, what I noticed was that right now I'm kind of stretched out in a, not an easy chair, but a real comfortable chair. And when I went into the belly, it was almost like another part of me kind of started experiencing the same comfort.
Got it. Neville talks about what you are, I'll just call it giving life to. What you're giving life to, what you're manifesting, needs to become natural. It needs to feel like a suit of clothing that you've had for a while. It's not a new suit. So this is some gold. Whenever you're all listening back to the recording of the call, just notice not just the words, but notice how people sort of wiggle to what we're talking about here. This is really good stuff. I'm going to ask Victoria, who's sitting next to me, to give me a report from her body.
It's really black and really warm where Emmett's lying.
Emmett's lying on her lap right now. She's pretty darn quiet. Can you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff when it comes down to this. I'll ask for one or two more volunteers if you, whoever wants to toss it up. But the, this whole thing where Neville talks about feeling is the secret. There's the kindergarten level of this. There's the high school level of this. There's the postgraduate level of this. And there's the mastery level of this. And the mastery level of this really involves immediately being able to go beyond words and then let whatever words need to show up, if any words need to show up. Who else wants to give us a report from their body? Looks like you got some wind in the background, Diane. If you can,
not really. It's maybe my phone because I'm jostling it. I'm walking.
Got it. If you personally can hit star six, that'll mute out your microphone, and when you want to talk, just hit star six again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Bingo, you did good. All right, anyone else? Anyone else want to toss in? Give us a report from your body. What's going on? What do you feel?
Hello, this is Dennis. I'm feeling a little bit of tension, but it's working a lot lately. So I'm trying to relax.
Cool. Tell us a little more, Dennis, if you would. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, I've been busy. So at the moment, I'm just kind of trying to lay down because every time I sit down, it's always like I have to do something in front of me. So I'm avoiding sitting down at the moment. Yeah, I just need to slow it down a little, relax.
Cool. I'm going to toss some other patterning up here. This is a little bit different, but Dennis, when he's talking, you're going to, again, listen to the replays. There's a lot of gold here. He's going busy. He talks with a tempo. There's a lot of breaks in there. You get what I'm saying, Dennis?
Yeah.
This will help you manifest, because one of the things we did in Manifesting Mastery, if you remember, is we had segment intending. There was a segment of time that we collapsed to a point. Remember that?
Yes.
And I think it was the very next lesson where we had that little point, you know, repeat a couple times. For me, it was the mouse click, 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 or the tinkle of the glass. That repetition is very useful for you with the patterns that you run.
Okay.
So when you do a scene or whatever and you have that little click moment at the end, whatever it is, repeat that 2, 3, 4, 5 times that fast. And watch what that does for you. That'll give to you.
Okay, great.
Tamika, can you talk for just a minute or two? I just want people to hear your voice.
Yes, I can talk, but I just got a little background, and that's the only reason why I've been quiet.
That's all right. We'll deal with it.
Okay. Okay.
Just tell us about you.
Well, right now I'm just well rested. I took a good nap today.
you get that Tamika runs something very different than Dennis just did. That's why I'm pulling her out of the crowd right now. Tamika's Feel It Real sessions will work a little bit differently than Dennis's will.
Yes.
In other words, what will convince Tamika will be different than what convinces Dennis. What makes anything real to you, Tamika?
What makes anything real to me?
Yeah. How do you know anything is real?
Oh, I just, like, basically said, just the feeling of it, just the gut. It's just that gut instinct.
that when Tamika's talking, you can hear she'll say just the feeling of it, just the gut instinct. There's a duration there. There's a little bit of lengtheningness. You get it?
And I don't mean to sound. Well, I'm going to sound like I'm going to sound. It's got, for me, it has that orgasmic feeling to it.
Totally. Whenever, even when you say for me, there's that, you get it? There's a wave that you're riding.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. There it is again. Yeah. Bingo. Nice. So what I want you to do, if you're on the call or listening to the replay, listen to Tamika's sessions will be more like that. Uh-huh. Dennis gets to experience a boom, 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 lock it in 2-3 times. It's these little differences that if we can hear your voice or see you in person, we can pick out some goodies, and that's part of what I want to give today. I want you guys to be able to see, to hear what I'm noticing in Dennis and in Tamika, and also notice that about yourself. And feel free to, you know, speak up during the call today, because I'll point this stuff out if you want me to. Thank you, Tamika. Anyone else want to toss something up? If you want to expose your pattern so I can point out what might be useful, please do. Just talk. All I need to do is hear you.
Good morning, Mr. 20.
Good morning. Who is this?
It's the mystery man from Melbourne.
Oh, you. I should have knew that voice.
Good to hear you all on the phone again this morning.
It's a pleasure to hear you guys. Are you guys out on your deck? Where are you at? What do you got?
We are sitting on the deck listening to the river babbling by. It's a tad chilly.
Crazy.
So we've got a couple on the call. We've got Andrew and Yasmin here. They're where Emmett came from. Just to make sure everyone knows.
Cool.
I'm thinking Emmett was on my lap right now.
I got it. How about if each of you talks for about 45 seconds, just for fun, so I can point out a few things?
Okay.
Yasmin just made 3 snapshots. She said, okay. Am I right?
Yes.
Of course.
For me, I'm sitting out here, I'm shivering, I'm quite cold. I'm taking in the sound of the river down the hill. And there are so many stars in the sky tonight. It is just beautiful. So I'm enjoying sitting out here even though I'm freezing.
Yasmin's story is broken up into chunks. They're literally snapshots of her life. And I can't tell you what I noticed to know that she made 3 snapshots before she told us about these little handful of snapshots in her life. Snapshots, I mean, literally she sees little snapshots and then she's telling us stories. This is going to be how she manifests, too. Andrew, go.
Go.
Andrew makes movies. Andrew, go ahead, talk.
Yeah, being present to my body, I'm feeling hungry. There's a bit of a hole in the middle at the moment. I'm a little tense because of the cold. I'm kind of bunched up and feeling a bit constrained, I suppose is the right word. Contracted.
Even though you're tense and constrained, can you all hear the flow with the way that he speaks?
I'm enjoying an early morning. I remember The only time I used to get up this kind of time was when my dad would take me fishing. That was always exciting. So this kind of time of morning is a little magical for me.
Sweet. So Andrew will probably so Yasmin with manifesting will probably experience snapshots and stories in her pursuit of finding the feelings. Andrew will experience movies. That have points where they lock in. Everyone's got their own little bit. I'm, for whatever reason, exceptionally good at finding these bits, but I want you all to be able to just... by the way, if your rational brain can't figure out what the hell I'm talking about, that's okay. We're pointing out process in a world that only pays attention to content. So what I'm doing is I'm making the process of the people on the call here available to your content. This is not the stuff that happens in normal conversations. I'm sure you guys know this. So you notice there's something that brings Yasmin and Andrew together. They both have access to visual in a way that's important. And they both process visual differently, which is what gives them, it would be so tempting to say tension, but tension could be interpreted as bad or good. But what gives them, let's say, variety or spice involves Yasmin having photos that she has stories with and Andrew having movies.
Mm-hmm.
You all get to teach each other your patterns, by the way. Just because you've done something for 40-some years doesn't mean you can't. Yasmin can steal some of Andrew. Andrew can steal some of Yasmin. It's really sweet. We all can steal Joe or Dennis or Tamika. None of these are right, but they're all really cool options.
Yeah, I was going to say that kind of way. My experience of life is always like a journey.
Life is like a journey. Not just your words, but the way you say them. Yasmin, say life is like a journey.
Life is like a journey. It's not the same.
It's not the same. And why is it funny? That's the fun thing. If we're poking at patterns, a lot of energy tends to show up. This is cool. Go ahead.
I'm laughing at how different it. I can feel it when Andrew says it, and to me it's just like words.
To me it's just like words. Nice. So
yeah.
How do you take a snapshot and have the snapshot drive the words?
Oh.
What's a journey look like?
To me.
To you, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. That's a good question.
Sweet.
Yeah. What does a journey look like?
You notice she's looking for it?
Yep.
Sweetie.
Sweet. This whole thing of feeling is the secret. We get to find, how do we find our feelings faster? How do you let something bubble up from the silence? Because there's pretty much all this is really space. There's so much space and so much silence. And we tend to get really caught on the stuff. But it's really the space and the silence. It's the process that something bubbles up for us to have, whether it's puppies or a fire. We've got a fire. It's really lovely, guys.
We do, it's just inside.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. And three mini-me's that we're trying to keep asleep.
You hear the difference. Andrew made a movie about the fire. Yasmin had a snapshot in the story. Again,
yeah.
It's not that one is bad or one is good or one is better or one is worse. These are just options. And pointing them out will help you all manifest better. no matter what. Sweet. Anyone want to expose their patterns? Anyone want to ask a question? Toss them up. By the way, we can go in any direction. I've got my things that I'd like to play with, but I really would love to make sure we answer your questions and dive into whatever shows up spontaneously, too.
Hi, Taisha here.
Taisha!
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. My son's in the background. He's sometimes a little loud. Okay. Well, I'd like to expose my pattern, I guess. I think it's pretty easy for me to get a feeling when I'm doing a session. It's not really difficult.
Does what is it about the external world that distracts you? Is it a visual? Is it an auditory? What is it that bumps you?
Visual, definitely.
Yeah, I got it. I mean, I want to make sure you do. talk to us a little more.
Well, I do get distracted a lot by the visual of how things are and not always holding to the, what I'm imagining for.
Got it. So you talk, so visual people, we're going to go really general here. Visual people tend to talk pretty fast and up in the top of their lungs. And I hear some of that when I hear you talk sometimes. Got it? Can you hear the difference in me?
Oh, yeah. That's cool. So true.
So what I want you to do is to feel from your solar plexus and then feel from your belly as you talk a little slower. Do it now.
Okay.
You didn't do it then. You get it?
No, I know. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, I'm pointing it out for everyone. Cool. So do it now.
Okay.
You this notice we bumped different. Into the okay a bit? We're not real sure what's there, but we get to find out we're okay with it.
You know, I'm noticing that, though.
Nice.
Like
that was gorgeous.
More relaxed.
Yes.
More relaxed. Less anxious. More relaxed.
Can you guys hear how much bigger she just became?
Yes.
Sweet.
Wow. If I could remember to do this more often, I feel as if I'd be more relaxed throughout my day.
Part of what you do, too, is you've got some snapshots in there. You're almost a hybrid between Yasmin and Andrew.
Interesting.
You guys just found your daughter, by the way.
Yay!
Sweet. When we poke at process, if there's giggling that shows up that makes no logical sense, and that makes no logical sense, that tells us we're playing where there's some energy. So part of what Taisha gets to do, Bruce, leave it. Excuse me. Part of what Taisha gets to do is to explore speaking from someplace lower and slower, and you'll find that will do something that it will help you move that flashlight of attention in ways that makes you much more bulletproof.
Thank you. I really.
Thank me again and drop into a lower and slower place while thanking me.
Okay.
That was gorgeous. Right there was, you just imagined going to a lower and slower place to thank me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your body responded to it. When you hear the replay, you'll hear that you shifted lower and slower. So again, go to thank you from a lower and slower place.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Nice. And you can keep going a little lower. And it's not pretending to do this. It's actually discovering.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's actually discovering this flashlight of attention not only can point in different directions, it can come from different places. Most people have attention just coming from the head. And attention can come from your big toe. Or your belly. I'm really glad you spoke up. Who else? Thank you.
Me too.
Oh, that was nice.
Can I toss something in, Tony?
Yes.
So I noticed, like, it's just what it's bringing up for me at the moment is the journey I've been on just now about finding a new job, because I'm in between jobs right now. And initially when I was unemployed, I was like, you know, I know this is okay, so it's fine, let's move on. But my efforts in looking for a job were very snapshotty. They were quick, from the head, you know, get it out there. Oh, yes, you know, just real instant photo moment, taking action, sort of bang, 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 apply for this job, yeah. You know, any small thing, there's a word, a phrase, a feeling, or whatever in that job description that I like, I'm going to go for that one, and I was putting my resume out all over the place. And at the same time, nothing felt right. It didn't quite sit. It was a reaction, not an action, I think is the best way to put that. And then some point along the way, I stopped and it all dropped deeper and it sunk in lower, and I totally rewrote my resume, totally rewrote my cover letter, and started finding what I really wanted. You know, where was I really going? And started applying from there. And you know, in this first, couple of months of applying, I got nothing, nada, not a thing back. And then when that occurred and I dropped and slowed, and it really became more of the journey for me. And all of a sudden I've got interview opportunities. I've got an interview this Thursday. I've had people coming back to me just to call me and check in on, you know, what it was I was looking for.
Yes.
You know, that sort of thing really showing up when I got that. So just when we're talking about it now, I'm just noticing the real difference between the two positions.
Can I dive into this a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You didn't want to let your wife down, did you?
No.
So the illusion of you letting your wife down was applying for work. Even the way you described it, okay, the snapshots and so on, this isn't the reality of Yasmin. This is the illusion of Andrew not letting Yasmin down, applying for work, you know, trying to run something that's not useful for you in that context. You get it?
Yeah.
And what's happening now is the flow of Andrew's showing up. They can't hire the illusion of you not letting your wife down. That's not, we just hired the illusion of Andrew not letting his wife down. That's not, you know, what happens when you get a job. What they will do is they will hire the reality of you.
Yeah.
Really sweet. You also get to discover how to run Taisha and your sweetheart in ways that don't disconnect you. Taisha might be the key. Yes? Go ahead.
That's all.
What's your depth level right now?
My depth level?
Yeah, in this moment?
I was sitting very long and I went into a point of stress there. Just kind of the heart got stuck.
Got it. In scuba diving, if you spend any amount of time underwater at any depth, when you're coming back, you've got to stop and decompress for a while.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah. So this whole thing of we're going from head to heart to belly to heart to head, sometimes it's useful to stop in the heart and decompress for a little while.
Yeah, it's kind of like changing gears.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't decompress, you get what's called the bends, which is nitrogen bubbles up into your tissues, into your joints, into your bloodstream, and you're pretty well screwed. Not fun from what I hear. So you really get to explore, if you're, whenever you're moving around, feel free to hang in the heart a little bit. It really is where we get to decompress. And you'll know you're decompressing if you have both the opportunity for, let's say, love and terror to show up.
Yeah,
think love story. The two get together, she dies, he's heartbroken. Will he get to be with someone else? That's when all of her story shows up. Sweet. Give me a report from your body.
Yeah,
you just did. Good.
Yeah, it's wholesome right now.
Sweet.
Yeah, I was just picking up on what you said about using that piece, what does, what Tosha does, the snatch, those shifting, utilizing different pieces, but not disassociating at the same time. Clearly, when I was applying for the jobs, I was not connected with him, and that was noted. I'm just thinking where I do snapshot and kind of struggling to see a bit where I do them and I'm associated.
Got it. So they say, so here's my secret. Ready?
Yeah.
When it comes to making money, only do what you're strong at. Apparently, I am a good writer and a funny entertainer on video. So I can, you know me. Do I show up pretty darn honestly?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. The only thing that we've let show up more of recently is the F-bomb. Yeah, it's there. I might as well let it out, because if I don't, I get constipated. Not fun.
I love the F-bomb, Tony.
Excellent. So
let it rip.
Who is
bombs when away?
Bombs away, Joe. So when it comes to making money, do your strong suits. If for you the river is a strong suit, you bring the river to the job, to the interview. Even if you're just contemplating right now, who would you like to work for? Make sure you're contemplating it from the river. Make sure the river contemplates it. That's work. In relationship, put your belly up as often as you can. Play where you're weak. Because that'll invite your partner to show up more and support you. Be strong. Yeah, where I'm strong all the time. But anytime I let my belly up, anytime Victoria lets her belly up, and we both let our bellies up a lot in the videos, it's really sweet.
Yeah, you know, the
part of the bridge. Say again.
Sorry, mate.
Part of where you two can play again is Tosha. Tosha is literally a double bind of you guys in a way, which is sweet. And what Tosha gets to do is she gets to play Andrew for a day or an hour or a minute, or Yasmin for a day, an hour or a minute. So, and again, there's more of this. There's heaps of this in this call. Sweet. As Bruce continues to eat firewood. We loved that cartoon. I think Ellen shared it on the Facebook, where you go camping with the dogs and the dogs looking at the fire all sad because you, and then it hits you. I just burned a stack of their toys, yeah. Right? meaning the sticks, right? For us, it's firewood. Yeah. For them, it's their toys. And this is exactly what we're exploring here today, the firewood and the toys. That's what the patterns always are.
So if I go a step deeper than what we were discussing, I notice that with, in particular, difficult conversations with my kids.
As you make snapshots and tell stories, go ahead.
Yeah. And it's... it starts that way. It starts like snapshots, but for me, they kind of feel like reactions. Yeah. So there's moments, there's all these little pieces that are just bouncing, and they're catching, and then they're going, and they're catching, and going, and I'm in the throes of a conversation with the kids, and then there'll be a point that comes along where it all just sinks. All the little pieces come together, and then there's a conversation.
And you're explaining it from a movie.
Yeah.
Okay, just pointing it out. Are you looking for a solution because you just demonstrated one?
No, I'm sharing solutions.
Yeah, I got it. Totally.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And it really is like the word flow is the right word, you know, it drops into that flow. It's like catching butterflies, you know, at the start, and then there's a point where you get to display them.
Yeah.
I get to.
And there's a point where you can play with snapshots and stories, and it's not a defensive act. Any of these can be defenses against what's out there, or they can be us engaging what we are.
Yeah.
I get that. We went to the birthday event yesterday. Victoria's family has a bunch of birthdays in this month, including hers. She's the only one that gets birthday month celebration, though. And so we go, and it's interesting because I got, I get how it's easy as a photographer to hide behind the camera. Especially if I've got a telephoto lens. Man, I could stay way far away from the event and get a lot of lovely photos for everyone. You get it?
Yeah.
Or I could show up and fuck it. You know, nobody got a photo, but we all got to play together.
Yeah.
F-bomb alert.
F-bomb. I tell you what, I'm glad your finger's on the trigger, Joe.
just keeping tabs, that's all.
Thank you. I tell you what a cool experience this is for me. Dave has been with me forever. Dave in California. Dave and I have been working together forever. Andrew and Yasmin brought us Emmett. And what else was I going to say? The variety of people on the call and the relationships that I have with you all, it really is touching at 5:44 in the morning just to have this level of variety. This is much more than what I'm used to. I'm used to two puppies in Victoria in the morning. So this is really sweet, guys. Somebody came, somebody left. Who else? Anybody want to expose anything? Anybody want to ask anything? It doesn't matter. We can.
Hi, this is Laurel. Can you hear me?
10-4.
Okay. I'm in a car, so it's a little difficult. But I have a question of something that is I have difficulty with in sessions.
Yes.
Is that when I sit, my mind goes all over the place. And I find I'm much better if I'm actually just thinking of something or feeling something and letting it be than sitting still and trying to actually do a session.
Cool. Laurel, okay. Laurel speaks fast, relatively high-pitched. Is she more visual, auditory, or kinesthetic?
You gave it away.
Visual is my guess.
She's not visual.
Say again?
She's me, Taisha. She's visual.
Yeah. Hi, Taisha.
Visual.
Hi.
Visual, visual, visual. Laurel, what's your project currently?
I'm a scientist. No, I work in film.
You work in film? Ain't that cool? So she's working in her strong suit, right? Really cool to notice. And she gets to find how to rein that strong suit in. Excuse me for 1 second, Bruce.
That blanket, do you want to grab that? And I'll just talk about that.
I'm gonna grab a blanket. Victoria's going to entertain the Indians. I'll be right back.
No, we can still address the... hang on, we were talking to Laurel.
Yes, we are.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi. We're both here now.
All right, and Bruce. Jesus, Bruce. Now, cool. So from what I can tell, and we've eaten lunch together, you've got a tremendous amount of access to visual. It's your strong suit. So what's your current solution for that when you're doing a session?
Is that a question?
Yes.
Make it very visual? Is that...
Got it. How are you reining your mind in?
What's all over the place? Well, for me, if I'm moving around, it's much easier than sitting still. If I sit still, I can actually meditate and be fine. But when I'm trying to make a session and feel a session, it's harder for me. So, in other words, when I get really clear about something, it's easy. Then it's as if it's already happened. But when I'm trying to make a scene, it's harder.
Got
it. That makes any sense.
How many countries did you go to film this current project?
Oh, 10? All over the place.
Yeah. No kidding.
How many addresses do I live in? Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Got it. So here's what we get to do. You've discovered imagining moves you.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yes.
This is cool. You might be the master of ignition in this group.
And you want to know where I get my best ideas? On airplanes.
Yes.
On airplanes.
I got... Yeah, because the airplane gets to... You're outsourcing the movement to the airplane.
Yeah, and I get to be in the sky.
Got it. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little micro version of that. I want you to play with feeling it real while feeling something in your hands. I don't care if it's a coffee cup or a feather or a rock or a hamster. So in other words, we're inviting you to be the airplane and something little to be something little.
Okay.
That way you're still playing with this kinesthetic awareness that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're playing with a little hamster or what were those blue ball things I used to send to people? They're little blue ball things that you...
Oh, I know.
Squeeze or play with, I forget, porcupine balls, I think, or something was what they were called.
Oh, those things, huh?
Yeah, I used to send those out with every product order whenever I sold product. Boy, did I get the interest. I'd wrote, my buddy Jim, I sent him the DVD or the VHS videos he ordered and these blue balls, and I wrote, yeah, you could use these. And he wrote back, he goes, what do you mean by that? I says, what do you think I meant, right? I'm not telling him nothing. And he got a kick out of my humor, and he was the first guy that rented me for a week. Which was good fun. So what I want you to do is play with letting most of your body be still while letting your hands do whatever your hands can do to engage the motor activity that you really, really, it's so core to you.
Oh, no, that's so great. And also I notice when I speak, I speak better when I have something in my hand. And I'm always reaching around for something to grab to fiddle with while I'm talking.
Yeah,
so that
food.
Fits. It fits, yeah.
Nice. Nice. How good are you at holding hands with, let's say, if you and a man were sitting on the beach, would you guys just hold hands?
Or not, you mean?
Interesting answer.
Is option one hold hands and option two not hold hands?
I want to know what holding hands on the beach is like with the fella.
Oh, I like it. It's great.
Nice. So you can do that with a hamster or a fuzzy slipper or anything while you're playing with Feel It Real. Sand.
Yeah.
Play with letting, like you said, when you talk and there's something in your hands, it works for you.
Yeah.
Let's pretend Neville was right for a moment, that desire is how the big you talks to the waking you. Yeah, that Neville said, yeah, I would say desire, all desire is divine in origin. Neville says it a little bit differently, but it's basically desire comes from God, you know, which is you anyway. But so if we're holding something while exploring our desires, experiment and play with that just for fun.
No, it's great. Got it.
Cool. And you can also do it, once you do it physically a bunch of times, also do it with imaginally holding something.
Uh-huh. No, that's
sweet.
Great. Yeah, no, totally great. Thanks.
What will you do once cars drive themselves?
Oh. Well, first of all, I don't have a car, so I have to imagine being in a car again. I would maybe be on my computer.
Got
maybe
it.
Be reading your website.
You'd have
being
to do
Facebook,
something with your
course.
Hands.
Oh, with my hands.
Got it.
I have to do a session. I have to think about that.
Nice.
What would I
Let
do?
Let us know.
Yes. I'll tell you one other thing interesting. When I was just in Australia interviewing somebody, in order for him to talk to me, he had to reach around and have something in his hand to talk. And I said, I get it.
Right.
I
yeah.
get it. He's just like me that way.
Huh. It's
no,
nice when
really
you find when people run similar patterns, it's real easy to connect with them.
But I'll tell you right now, I'm in a car, and where's my hand? It's holding on. I'm a passenger, and I'm holding on to the handle that you have above near the window. I'm
yeah,
holding
the God
on
handle.
To it, so.
Yep.
Exactly.
Nice.
Just for fun. Sorry, just for fun, Laurel. In Australia, we call that
Who's
the
this?
Jesus bar.
The Jesus
is that Andrew?
Bar.
Is that Andrew?
That is Andrew, yeah.
Hi, Andrew. Oh, it's the Jesus bar. I'm on the Jesus bar.
Yeah, that's the one you grab onto and
you
go, oh, Jesus.
You Aussies.
Nice. Goody share, Laurel. Excellent.
Thank you very much. Very helpful.
Cool. Anyone else?
I have a cool share.
Oh.
Well, it's funny because hello.
Go ahead, Tamika.
Oh yes, no, it's funny because me and my husband Kevin, we were sitting talking. The man that who married me, Kevin, the man who married me, Kevin. I was just trying to hurry up. But the man who married me, Kevin, we were talking. We were at the restaurant talking. And he's just amazed at how he says he feels like he has to do work. Like he has to put some work in because everything seems to be falling into place. And I don't know, I felt at all when he said that because then I know it's sort of like a confirmation that I know everything is going the way it's supposed to be because I'm more of a natural, I like the natural feeling of everything. And when he said that, but it's like he seems to would like to fight against that natural feeling. He wants to put in work where I like for everything to fall in place. So, but I just thought that was cool that he mentioned that because I just feel that, you know, everything is going the way, naturally the way it's supposed to go. And it's just amazing when he made that statement.
So I need you to say my husband, Kevin.
My husband, Kevin.
And I need you to say the man who married me.
The man who married me.
You guys get the second one has a lot more life in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She prefers that, obviously.
And we discovered that on a coaching call, when, a year and a half ago, something like that?
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
Neville says to make the action of self predominant, and it's not the phrase for Tamika, the man who married me, brings it home. And that's the pattern that she's manifesting everything with. When you hear,
actually,
listen to the story,
is.
But feel
actually,
her.
It is. That is true. That is so true.
I know.
That's true. That's so, you know what? I never thought about that before, but that is so true. Okay, yeah.
So that is so true to who?
To me.
Now say
to
that.
Me. No, to me. Yes, it's so true to me. Yes.
You guys get how much fun this is? If her world was just about her husband, Kevin, it would suck. But it's about the man who married me. Whoa! If it was just about $1 million, Tamika's world would suck. But if it's the $1 million that's coming through me, yeah, whoa. For her, this is the tiny little shift that I think we poked around on call one or two that we did. And I remember getting off the phone going, fuck, she's going to have so much fun with this. And then it shows up in every email since, pretty much, and almost every Facebook post. Me, the man who married me. And you get it? This being of Tamika has shown up a thousandfold more.
And, you know, just in reading that line in your Facebook stuff, Tamika, where you write, you know, the man who married me, just that line's got a whole load of intrigue in it.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I thought it was kind of goofy when I first did it, but as I got used to doing it, I felt more of an attachment to the line. More, I know it's about me, and that's what makes it much more better.
Yes.
And that's about the selfish, because, you know, like we discussed a long time ago, about being a little selfish, not a little selfish, but about being selfish, period, that how things, that's why I know it's about being selfish, because, you know, as mothers and as wives, it's hard for us to be selfish, because we like to do things for other people.
And the best thing you can do as a mother and a wife is be selfish, because if you don't put your own mask on first, you know what happens.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. So that helped. That statement really has helped me out. It's really changed everything. So my life, literally. So yeah, it just was really cool.
Nice. Thank you, Tamika.
You're very welcome.
So we're coming up to the top of the hour. Anything anyone else want to toss in?
I have more of an intellectual question. Well, it has to do with Diane.
Yep, go for it, Diane.
Okay. I'm really into Neville's writings on his book, Feel It Real. Feel It Real is the Secret. And he's got the chapter on sleep. And
yep.
I read a couple of things that I find pretty fascinating, and I wanted to know your input into it, where he says, be careful what's on your mind when you go to sleep. Make sure it's the wish fulfilled, because whatever you go to sleep, you know, whatever feelings are with you when you go to sleep is what your subconscious dictates what's going to happen the next day. I guess that's how I read into it. And that freedom of choice is actually just the freedom of your reactions to whatever dramas go on. So I want to know your input on that, because I find it kind of fascinating. Like now, like I go to sleep and go, or I wake up in the middle of the night and I go to negativity and it's like, no, don't do that. You know, you don't want that showing up tomorrow. What's your input on what he's saying?
Cool. From what I can tell, there's this massive ocean that we are. And in this massive ocean with countless waves, which is what we identify ourselves as, there's a lot of litter. So we're going to bump into these negative thoughts. They're going to show up at 3 in the morning or after one too many beers or after eating sugar especially or whatever. Or going to the coffee shop. There's just they're out there. They're actually in us. But anyway. So the negativity, quote unquote, is going to show up, right?
Right.
So we get to, you know what? I'm not going to brag. I'm at least a fifth degree black belt, according to one organization. I'm an advanced kung fu instructor, and another one. I did tactical handgunning for 2 decades. I am not someone to fuck with, right?
Just to be bragging,
right? But I'm tossing it out for context. And when a punk fronts on me, I realized I had one front on me at the dog park a couple weeks ago. Basically, any dog that played with his dog, he went up and had a conversation with the people. And he came up and he had a conversation with me. And I realized, I'll kill you, right? I get that he thinks he's a punk and he's a tough guy. But I've got decades of experience and resolve that he has no clue even exist. And I can tell looking in his eyes. So I won't go near the guy because he's a punk and he's going to have to get what he needs and it ain't going to be from me. But I mention that because we need to have an attitude with this, that when the negative thought shows up, here's the thing. I just give the guy a giggle. I don't do it on the outside because that'll provoke the fight. But inside me, it's just like, dude, you have no idea what you're tangling with. You think I'm a 50-year-old bald guy or something like that, you have no idea what door you're kicking open. So there's some attitude and there's a giggle in there. When the negative thought shows up, you get to just have a giggle with it. You get to go, you have no idea who you're fucking with. you think you're going to knock me off my square? You might for a second, and I might avoid going to that particular dog park for a while. But you know what? Yeah, you ain't nothing, pal. You don't even have a clue you ain't nothing. And that's the attitude I have with quote-unquote negative thoughts. They will show up. It's part of this experience here on planet Earth. Neville says your state will get contaminated. Give it a giggle. Let your reaction to it be something either from divine humor. Another one of mine is, look at Mr. 20 Go. He's absolutely batshit crazy right now. And that's it. I'll just notice that I'm batshit crazy. Yeah, and it's like, all right. Because noticing that takes the fuel away from it. Or right. Having the attitude of like, what, you think you're going to mess with me? I don't think so. Right? Yeah, I get it. How's that?
Yeah, I actually, you know, am starting to really notice it. And, you know, the last couple of times it's like, no, you know, this is not what you want ruling, you know, goodbye.
Totally.
You know, and I've actually gotten out of it, whereas before it would just ruin my, you know, I'd get up the next morning and it would still be with me. So
totally.
I'm getting better at it. And the other thing I'm getting better at is X doesn't mean anything. You know, I've noticed, I'll just share this real quick, where I can really imagine stuff that's not true. My friend sent me a text, and
right.
I really looked at it, and I thought, oh, no. And she misspelled a couple of words, so it read differently than what she meant. And I was all mad at her, and then I talked to her. It's not anything what I imagined. So I learned my lesson. I said, that's what this means. You know, so now I really watch it. When I start going off with, you know, all these tangents, I go, no, remember that. You know, X doesn't mean what you think it means. So
nice. That little is a trigger, is a pivot point for you. Okay.
Okay.
So before pulling the trigger and experiencing the bang and the splat, you can always go, right? So the text shows up, and you, honest to God, you get to notice, can I go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a text, whatever, you know? That's ace. By the way, you'll notice, people write us and they say, how do I enter a state and never get contaminated? And I don't even know, maybe you've written this on that. I don't know. But we get a lot of emails asking that. And we tell them the honest answer is speed up noticing when you fall and speed up getting back on the horse. Because you get to the point where at some point where you feel you're almost going to fall off the horse. And you go, ha, caught it. And you end up staying on the horse instead of even falling off, which is sweet.
Yeah, it's amazing. The more you do this stuff, the more you begin to realize, you see yourself, you're doing that. Whereas before, it wouldn't have occurred to me. You know, I wouldn't have said, this is what you do, you know.
Nice.
So.
Nice. Thank you. Goody one. Thank you, Diane.
I haven't heard anything from Christoph Bowden.
Cool. Anyone else? Anything? We've got some real goodies coming up next month. We've gotten some goody feedback on the nibbles. I think the nibbles have been really cool to explore, given the three main tools of the toolbox and also the three main things we started out with here. Next month we're exploring, we've got a recording on money, a recording on health, a recording on relationships. So three distinct packages again. There are three distinct areas where people like to shine the flashlight, and how they interrelate is going to be pretty cool. And so on. Anything you want to bring into the call, darling?
No, nothing. Listening.
Victoria's pretty chill this morning. We had our the family birthday event yesterday.
So much sugar.
With way too much sugar. Victoria actually snored last night. That's pretty rare. We got good pillows a couple years ago, which stopped snoring, but yeah, apparently too much sugar will do that. So what I'd like to do to close the call down would be to go through two things. One, what are you thankful for? And two, what was your best takeaway from the call today? If whoever wants to go first, I'll go last. And how about if Victoria goes first? What are you thankful for, and what's your biggie takeaway in the call today?
I'm thankful the doggies are entertaining themselves instead of trying to entertain us.
Yep.
And biggie takeaway, I've loved hearing how we were doing, like how each person is experiences life in their different ways. Like you said, sort of for Andrew, like really fond memories for him are like when he got up really early and go fishing with his dad, and like the pool of the river then for him,
yes,
is like where he can really almost like manifest from,
yes,
that space. Or and then you had Yasmin like doing all the snapshots, and Tasha being in the middle, or Laurel with the visual and the in fact, when Laurel spoke, I was really getting like pottery, because I could imagine her,
yes,
hands
totally
feeling clay and being visual, creating something from it, but also putting her into that space of the greatest space to create from. Yeah, so sorry, loads of things in there, but it was just this thing, how you were able to grab on each person's bit and say, this is what you need almost for part of your feel-it-real sessions, the noise, the click, click, click for the, who was the other person that was doing this?
Dennis,
yeah.
Laurel, could you hit star 6 or mute? You've got some background noise coming in on your line. Cool.
Okay, who's next?
And who is next? Thank you, darling.
Yeah, Andrew from Melbourne.
Yes.
And what I'm grateful for is just being here, like really just being here, getting to share this with all of you. And my biggie takeaway is really feeling now how I can incorporate snapshots into my journey rather than them having like being fragmented, but more how they're just a part of what occurred.
Nice. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Taisha here. What I'm thankful for is for 20 pointing out something I think is going to help me a lot. So thank you again for that. And what was my biggest, that was also my biggest takeaway. But I wanted to also say that when Diane was talking about the dream, bringing things into her dream, I actually had an instance of that happening. I was on Facebook and I saw some friends, and then of course my dreams incorporated them in, and I woke up and just thought, wow, how powerful, you know, that was. And I thought about mentioning it in the group today, but I haven't really been on Facebook too much, and then here she brings up the whole thing I wanted to talk about.
Oh,
so I find that fascinating.
There's only one ocean. Sweet.
Yeah, I'm just reminded of it, and it's like, wow. Amazing.
Nice. Thank you, Taisha.
No, thank you.
Hi, this is Laurel. Can you hear me?
Laurel, we can hear you.
I've unmuted myself. Okay. What I'm so thankful for, I think, is probably what I said last month, is finding you and finding this group, and also, you know, what I love is just how you think and how, you know, how different we all think, but just sort of how the depths that you go with your perceptions. And my biggest takeaway is learning about the Jesus bar, I think.
The Jesus bar.
That's my big takeaway, learning about the Jesus bar, but learning about, you know, actually doing what's very natural, which is to be very tactful. Tactile, you know, while I'm being very visual. So that was really helpful.
Nice. Go, Laurel, go. Sweet.
Thanks. Okay, I'll go back to mute now.
Hi, this is Diane, and I'm thankful for, I'm really thankful for finding Neville Goddard and you know, finding everyone and finally getting answers to a lot of things that have been bothering me all my life. And I would say that, you know, I have gotten something out of everyone that's spoken, you know. I said to myself, he's my husband, he's the man who married me, and it's weird because when you do the second phrase, it actually raises my energy level up more than he's my husband. I don't know why, but, you know, different things like that. It's interesting. And I've just gotten a lot of, you know, something out of everyone today, which helps me.
Nice. Yeah. And you gave something to everyone, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. And I liked, you know, you helped me with the negativity bit, you know, because it's, you know, how to, you know, deal with it. So I'm thankful for that.
Nice. Thank you, Diane.
Hi, this is Dave.
Dave.
Hey. I would say I'm right now I'm most thankful for my family, especially my dad. I was thinking yesterday, you know, he's in his 80s, and how fortunate I am that he's still here, and that I've had a really good chance to get to know him better the last couple of years. So I'm really thankful for that. The main takeaway was the conversation about getting back, you know, when you lose the state that you have, how fast can you get it back, or noticing that you've lost it and getting it back. That was a really great reminder, because just as we started this wrap-up, I noticed the battery on my wireless phone was conking out, and so I had to kind of frantically dash downstairs searching for a phone with a good battery in it. And then I came back upstairs and was able to, get back to pretty much where I was before I went on my little race against the clock.
Nice, Dave. Nice. I wanted to ask you a question, but I can't remember what it was. Any idea what it could have been?
Sometimes if you forget the question, it'll reappear. Forget about it, then you remember it, is what my uncle taught me.
Totally. Cool. If you can stick around, Dave, until I do my wrap-up, I'll try to remember the question, because I'm sure it was a goodie.
I'll be here.
I'm sure it'll come back up. This is Joe from New Jersey, so I'll get started. I guess I am thankful. I am thankful, I guess, for beginning my search in religious science, which sort of led to a couple of other people, and then it led to, ultimately, Neville Goddard, who, as far as I've found any in years on the Internet, is basically the source of the Nile, meaning I haven't found any teacher greater than him as far as this these things that we study. I'm thankful for the group and for Kiki and Victoria. 2020, as you were saying, you were happy about at getting up at this hour and listening to all the people around the world you're listening to. I didn't jump in at that moment, but I was going to say, congratulations, and you should thank yourself because you made all this possible. So we're all thankful for you and Victoria for being here for us. For this particular call, I'll say, Tamika, I very much love your posts and your Neville Goddard quotes. You and Bonnie Donaldson, I love the quotes either one of you set up every day. I read them all the time. As far as this call, also, it felt very good. The part about lower and slower that I had a particularly crappy week at work, and I was not even feeling this call, but I said, I'm paying for it. I may as well make the call as long as I'm paying for it. I mean, what the hell? But Yeah. I mean, like, why buy a car and then not drive it, you know, not go to the dealer and pick it up. So I said, let me make the call. But I had a very rapid change of state. It just, I came from a place where, let me put up with this phone call, to a place, it felt very beautiful. It felt very blessed to just not be in that place anymore, and it only took a few seconds.
Nice, Joe. Nice. Nice.
So I am glad I made the call. Thank you.
Oh, glad you're here, Joe. Joe was one of the early adopters of Manifesting Mastery, which it's just cool seeing you on Facebook and hearing you here as well, because it just brings a depth to all those early emails and stuff, so thank you, Joe. Way cool.
Yep. I'm an OG, an old gangster in this group.
Well, I want to say what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that by being a part of this, what we're a part of, the whole thing, the whole manifesting, that now I've learned more about my bridges of incidents, and before I never realized it. And
nice.
That's really been really working with me lately, especially doing what I'm doing as far as the school and as far as how things is happening. And it makes it much more easy, smooth, instead of wondering if this is going to happen. I just realized, you know, this is just a bridge. It didn't work. Let me go to another one. So it's just been really helpful that I'm learning more about myself and more how to deal with everything that's around me, you know, as far as being more conscious of how to deal with it instead of being in my emotions so much and getting upset and hurt and wanting to say this or do this and, you know, react instead of.
It's so massive, isn't it?
Yes. And what I took from this, I don't know, I just appreciate everybody, listen to everybody. I learned a lot from listening and listening to everybody's story and where they came from to where they're going and to the their incident, you know, so everything that has happened to them, to their bridges and their journey. And it's very, and to me it's very powerful because I told myself in 2006 when I decided to make myself, to change my life, I decided to start learning from everybody from the cross. So that was the most powerful thing I ever did. No matter if I care for what they said or if I or didn't care for about what they were talking about, I knew there was something I was going to learn in everybody that I encountered. And so I take that to heart, and that's what I feel about when I encounter this group and encounter what we learned today. So that I do, that's a big takeaway from here, that learning about how everybody speaks, how you can tell their intentions and things like that, that's really powerful for me. So that's a big thing for me right now, and I appreciate it.
Nice.
And thank you, Joe, again. Thank you, Joe,
sure, Tamika.
For what you said.
Cool.
This is Sharon, and I'm grateful that I did the call. Sometimes I think I don't have time for that or I don't need to do that today. But
yes.
Yeah, thanks for having the call, and I'm glad that I got on the call. My takeaways, I thought there was only one, but actually I came away with several, noticing more revisions possible for me, and just noticing and being aware of people, which I think is something you were modeling today.
Totally.
And compassion replacing judgment. I'm going to stick with that for a bit. My thoughts before sleep, pay more attention, and decompress in the heart. So thanks. It was a very profitable call for me.
Oh, thanks, Sharon. Cool.
Yes. Hi, it's Yasmin from Melbourne.
Yes, it is.
Andrew's just made us a coffee, so I have a beautiful warm coffee that I'm holding now. I'm very grateful for that.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. I've been wanting one for about an hour now. I'm so grateful for the group and, you know, our Facebook page, these calls, and just really noticing so much more about myself and the way I tick, and I'm so much quicker at doing that now. Sometimes having a laugh at myself. I just, and also, I'm really fine. I'm starting to share it with some friends as well now. I've got a friend who's on the page, and she and I, whenever we get together, we have fantastic conversations about all of this. And now I'm also noticing that she's noticing, you know, her things, and she's picking herself up on you know, her thoughts and that too. And it's really cool. My best takeaway from the call this morning was remembering to giggle at the negatives. Have a giggle and jump back on the horse.
I'm going to call it giggling at the upsets, because an upset can be positive or negative.
Yes, it can.
You win $1 billion, have a giggle. They send you a tax notice, have a giggle. The gurus giggle a lot because they get it's all, it is what it is.
Yeah. And I love that you said get back on the horse, because I'm going to meet these horses today.
I know.
Job that's mine.
Yeah, this job is mine.
Oh, it's been mine since before she put the ad on the Facebook.
Isn't that funny? Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait.
Nice. Looking forward to it.
Me too.
Nice. Thank you, Yasmin.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Anything? All right. I want to thank you all, wherever you are in the world, for taking the time to be here. I keep telling people money is no problem. You can always make or manifest more. Time I value a lot. The fact that you took time out of your early Monday morning, if you're local to me, or your Sunday, gosh, yeah, that's cool.
Afternoon.
Wow. Your Sunday, you know, afternoon, evening. We love you guys. I know you know that. We love your celebrations. We love your insights. We appreciate your frustrations. This adventure of a lifetime thing is so, gosh darn real. Just like these puppies fighting in front of the fire right now. They're wrestling. They are such a hoot. My biggest takeaway, I love being able to explore patterning with you guys. Like I said, Dave's been with me for a long time. Dave's rented me a couple weekends, and we've gone to the malls in Pennsylvania, Austin, Texas. Dave is my official let's pry 20 off of the airplane in California guy if I fly into the States. Good friend, and I really appreciate you being here, Dave, to be here while we explore patterns. And those puppies. One second.
Flea bags.
Gentlemen.
Bruce, Emma.
Bruce is the proverbial little brother who's twice as big as his older brother. And he will jerk Emmett around, and then he'll tell him, it's okay, pal. It is the most fascinating thing, because you can just watch Bruce go, all right, if I poke him one more time, he'll go crazy. Any other Maxwells relate? So we love you guys. Thank you all for being here. We'll be putting up new recordings in the next 7 days, and we'll see you next month. We've got one more group call here, and we'll put up the date and so on for that. It'll probably be the last week of the month, like this. So we just really want to thank you guys for being here, and we have a Feel It Real Fun show in 90 minutes.
Yep.
Woo!
Go make a coffee.
So go make a coffee and join us.
All right. Anyway. Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
See
guys.
Ya.
Bye.
See ya.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy.
Bye.